ends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the suffik of Rabbi Kiva Eger is the din of Meitav. If you hold b'shaloyim shaman, is it paid b'shalafi shas hezek or lefi shas hatashlumin? We asked a kasha from the Gemara in Ksubis, daf kufir amud aleph, where we proved clearly that you go b'shalafi shas tashlumin. And that basar shas halva. So we are mechalek between the case of nezikin and tashlumei bal chov, because nezikin, it's the meisim mazik that's mechayev tashlumin. So Rabbi Kiva Eger had it said that you go after shas hezek, but by halva, it's the fact that there's money by the loiva that the malva can collect. Therefore, you go baser shas piron. So that is a one-line summary of the previous shir. So again, this is based on a shir given by Hagomer Beryl Schwartz from Zechet Sadik Levracha. So he says, "Boifen achi yeshleimar atam de behalva pshita dazlin on baser shas hagviya." There's another reason why we can say that by halva you go after shas ha-gviya, not only because by halva what's mechayev is the gviya, but another reason what's mechayev, is that b'shas ha-gviya, so there's a new ischayvus, like we saw in the tumim. By halva every moment there's a new ischayvus. What's mechayev tashlumin is that now I have your money, so then it depends on what the situation is now. So in addition, we can say another pshat why we go baser shas hagviya behekdim mashikas of Rashi. Rashi bavakama ches resha meralef divor maschil idis. The reason that when the loiva has idis viziboris, goive baal choiv rak miziboris. How come if the loiva has idis and ziboris, the baal chov can only collect from the ziboris? Mishum, but the reason that a Baal Chov collects from Beinonis is mitakanis chachamim, ilas delas lufnei alovim. We don't want people not to lend money, so we say, all right, you lend, you get Beinonis. But where he doesn't have Beinonis, all he has is idis and ziboris. Leisa litakanta is nishkin takana. There's no takana. Frekta rashash. What do you need to come onto this idea for? That when there's no Beinonis, there's no Takana. Even if Midai Raisa, the din of the Baal Chov, was Bebeinonis, Mechi Teisi, that he should collect Idis. Idis is more than Dino. That's a funny Rashi. Rashi says, the fort is that you know why a Baal Chov can't collect when there's Idis and the Boris from Idis. Because it's Mishum, the Beinonis, Mishum, the Ilas Delis, but here there's no Beinonis, there's no Takana. Of Nilas Delas, Fnei Lovin, and Mele, he collects the Boris. Say, Pashit, you've no right to collect from Idis, Mechitesi, even if the Takana of Idis was Midaraisa, but you can't collect more than the Beinonis. The Takana was for Beinonis. How you collect the Idis? So to answer the Rashash's question, it would appear as follows, that the Biur Barashi is that Be'emes, the Geder of the Takanas Chacham of Baal Chov Be'Beinonis, was not sheyitein lo beinonis. The ikrit that he should give him beinonis, the ikrit takana, was that he shouldn't be porea ziboris. Like Ula said, that midaraisa, the din is ziboris, and mishum ni'ilas delas, they were metakin beinonis. In other words, they were metakin mishum ni'ilas delas, shelo yitein lo ziboris. Umimela, he has to give him beinonis or idis. In other words, the word is not beinonis, the word is not ziboris. So if there's ziboris and idis, min hadin, he should give and take idis, because that's included in takana, no ziboris. And therefore Rashi says, but if he doesn't have beinonis, and he would have to give the idis, there wasn't a takana's chachamim. So his chachamim was no ziboris, and memela, if you have ziboris, beinonis, and idis, so instead of ziboris, no ziboris, you pay beinonis. And if there's no beinonis, So you would think Taka Idis, because Idis isn't Ziboris. All the only two options are Idis and Ziboris. So Kamashmal and Rashi know that there's no Takana. If there's no Bainerness, there's no Takana. And therefore, Ukme Adina Daraisa, you establish it on the Din Daraisa, and he only has to pay the Ziboris. Ubi Yoisir Mavur. The Fima Shekosev Amiri. Shigami Midoi Raisa. Ein din bal chov b'ziboris dafka. That midoraisa, the din of a bal chov, is not to pay specifically ziboris. Ela, whose schus she'atoyra nasna laloive, she yochol lefroya lo b'mashi yirtze. That even midoraisa, there's no din that a bal chov should pay ziboris. It's a schus that you can give whatever you want. Not ziboris, but whatever you want. Vimroitze, we discussed this idea recently. Vimroitze, yachol lefro lo karka cheres tovim imenu. If he wants, he can give better. But if you can give whatever you want, you want ziboris, give ziboris, you want better, better. And therefore the Malveh has no right to say, I don't want the Takanas Chum of Bainerness, I want to take from Ziboris. No. Because the Din Daraisa is not Dafka Ziboris. The Din Daraisa is take whatever you want. So the Fizetz Mistaber, that even when the Chum were attacking, Dino bebenonis, they weren't kovei the din dafka benonis. El shalu mimenu din zesh zichsalo ator shiuchel shalom gam ziboris. What Chum did when they said benonis is they negated the din that he can pay from ziboris, and they said that he has to give him better land. You have no right anymore to choose that you can give even ziboris. Not that you have to give benonis, you just have no right to give ziboris. You have to give better land. But Nishar Schuso, he still has the schus to give what he wants, just not Ziboris. Gevaldik. So that's why, that's Pshat and Rashi, right? That Rashi says that if there's only Idis and Ziboris, he pays Ziboris. Why? Because there's no if there's no Bainanis, there's no Takanas Chachamim. And Rasha says, say better. Say Mehechi Tesi that you should be taking Yidis if all there is Yidis and Ziboris. The Takanas Chachamim was for Bainanis, not for Yidis. The answer is no. Takanas Chachamim was you don't have the option of paying Ziboris anymore. If there's Bainanis and Yidis, you don't have the option of paying Ziboris. It's just being Sholo, the Ziboris. So Memela, you would think that if there's only the Ziboris and Bainer and Idis, then he would have to pay Idis. Kamash Milan Rashi, no. That there's no Takanas Chachamim of Bainerness. If there is no Bainerness, then Memela he has to pay Ziboris. He's allowed to pay the Ziboris and not the Idis. Because there's no Takanas Chachamim. Otherwise you would say he has to pay Idis because Chachamim were shol all the Ziboris, they negated Ziboris. So the fizeh, it's pashut that by a halva, it's not shayich to say the svar of Rabbi Kiva Eger, she yukba dino kibenonis to shas halva, that the din should be nikba as the benonis of the shas halva, the enkan klal din shel benonis, elakol adinu din betashlumen. She yuchal l'shalim lo mimasha roitze. Rak she lo yehe ziboris. Lo shayach kal kviyus din shel benonis. Lo din she yekov adino bebenonis shel shas halva. B'chol asofik shor b'kiv eger dafka gabi mazik. By halva, there's no din of benonis. The whole din is by tashlumen. The whole din of Bainonis is really a din in Tashlumen. Saying you can pay from what you want, just it shouldn't be ziboris. You can pay from bainerness, you can pay from edis, just it shouldn't be ziboris. So you see that the whole takana was about shas tashlumin. It was a takana tashlumin. So therefore it's pashut that by halva you go baser tashlumin. And that's the Gemara in Ksubis and of Kufyud, where you see that it goes baser tashlumin. Mashen came when it comes to mazik, maybe there you go baser shasa hezek. Okay, so that's a stage two of our journey. And the Mirtz Hashem, there's a lot more to talk about, so I hope we get there. And I hope you stay tuned. And we should be Zelche Mirtz Hashem to see continuing the flaws of Mitaras Hashem. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.